I'm still not hearing the bumper music very well.
Here.
Speak right up.
Okay. Got the bumper music still going.
It'll die off.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell people to mark your car some way, you know, Infowars.com or whatever, to show that you're against the New World Order, anti-globalist. Put it in big letters, vinyl, on the back of your windshield or your back screen of your window. Talk to people in line at the grocery store about what's going on. And you're right, liberty is not free. And if you don't act up, you will be the last one the alligator eats, but you will be eaten.
Yes, that's well said.
So, you know, every one of the founding fathers were rich men. They lost all their property, and they lost their lives for the freedom we enjoy today.
And they warned us that we weren't diligent, and we let our freedom slip away, it would have to be redeemed at the price of oil and treasure and blood again.
Well, I'm 57, and we lost our freedoms long before I was born.
Yes.
And, you know, so we have to do it all over again. And it's not going to be nearly as simple. Can't do it at the ballot box because the voting machines are rigged. Can't do it the way the founding fathers did it. I'm not sure, outside of being a prayer warrior, which I am, I don't know how else to fight it, you know.
Well, I think we have to pray as though freedom depends on God.
Yes.
And we have to work for it like it all depends on us.
Right. And then again, God's will may be that we are in Revelations.
So I think so. This is the end. We can see so much prophecy has come true.
Yes. You know, so
and then
we may be living it out. Maybe those of us that could tough it out will be lifted up with the saints.
Yep.
So anyway, I told your screener you stole my thunder when you gave the quote from Benjamin Franklin, because I was going to say that, but no point in repeating it twice, or maybe you should.
Yes, go ahead, repeat it again.
Okay, those that will give up a little bit of freedom for security, you deserve neither.
And yet there are so many people out there that think that this Homeland Security and Patriot Acts are good things for us, that it's going to help us.
Oh, Adolf Hitler was not genius enough to think of that, or he would have used it.
Well, in a way, he phrased it in other terms, but he did utilize it, and he got people to surrender their rights. Well, thank you very much, Larry. Do you have anything else?
Just God bless America, and keep up the fight.
Thank you, sir. We're going to do our very best. See, it was shortly after the close of the Civil War, more accurately known as the War of Northern Aggression, that it was President Lincoln who got tired of fooling all the people all the time, and he had a rift with the bankers and decided to issue his own debt-free treasury notes. And he said, and I quote, "The money power preys upon the nation in times of peace and conspires against it in times of adversity. It is more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption in high places will follow. And the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working on the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in the hands of the few and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before.
And today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
We were talking about President Lincoln's message to the American people at the close of the Civil War. And unfortunately, I read right into the commercial break. And in his words, he noted that corporations had been enthroned and an era of corruption in high places would follow. And the money and power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working on the prejudices of the people until wealth is aggregated in the hands of the few and the republic is destroyed. And I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of the war. This moment of honesty cost President Abraham Lincoln his life. His real name was Springsteen, and he married into a very powerful occult family called the Todds. You know, banking is our problem here. They're the ones that had enough money to buy up the newspapers and televisions and waged this whole campaign against us. Now, Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence and the co-author of the U.S. Constitution, said very clearly, "I sincerely believe that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principle of spending money to be paid by prosperity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a large scale." Now, we've got some callers coming in here. From Texas, we have Henry. Would you bring him up, please? Henry, jump right in.
Yeah, no, I'm from Connecticut. Okay. You mentioned about, Lincoln. I have a question for you since you're speaking about Lincoln. You said he married into an occult family called the Todds, like T-O-D-D. Now, what do you mean they're a cult family? What do you mean that they practice the occult, they practice magic, or they had a coven, or what?
Yes to all of the above.
The
whole New World Order is satanic in nature.
You're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead. Repeat that.
This whole New World Order thing is satanic in nature. And whether or not we want to realize it, it is. We find that Adolf Hitler, who was one of the grandsons of Rothschild, his grandmother was a chambermaid in the house of Rothschild, and she became impregnated by her employer. And when she had a baby named Anna, Anna did not get the Rothschild name, that he didn't marry her. So she had to keep her mother's maiden name, which was Schuckelgruber. And when Anna Schuckelgruber had an affair with a man named Alois Hitler, she became pregnant, but he didn't marry her, so their son, Adolf, had to keep the Schuckelgruber name until he was in his early 20s. When he was in his early 20s, his father married his mother, and he was then entitled to use the family name Hitler. But he was in there to lead the German people to defeat. And we see that these same...
He almost could have won the war if he hadn't did what he did in Russia. But, I mean, what would happen if he... But still, how did... What does that have to do, what I'm referring to, though, with the occult, though? Did they teach him anything with magic? I mean, that's one of... Because there's good and bad.
All of it is.
All of them did.
Yes. Benjamin Franklin was in two occult organizations. One was called the Three Sisters, and the other one was called... it evades me right now.
Rosicrucian Order?
The what?
Rosicrucian Order?
That wasn't the one I was thinking of. He may have been involved with the Rosicrucian, too. But you've got to see that we have been led down the primrose path by people who are really interested in satanic worship. And our president.
Yeah, but tell me about the Todds. Now, if the Todds were, you say they were very wealthy, what were they into? Because I know people that personally practice the occult. They're not rich at all. You know, they're not into Satanism either. Actually, they get attacked by Satanists. They have to put up a lot of defense. But I'm just wondering, you know, because as a matter of fact, I know one who was a Satanist that was on Art Bell. I don't know him personally, but I mean, it was from Uno.com, UNNO.com or .org. And I know the deities he was talking about that's in the Legimentaton. I think that's what the book is called, the original French version. And he wasn't rich either. Now, there's some that are. So that's why I'm wondering, you know, you said the Todds were a very wealthy family, too, that Abraham Lincoln married into.
Yes, and Mary Todd, his wife, did a lot to guide him. Just like we saw that Hillary did a lot to guide her husband, whose real name was, behind the Clinton name was the Blythe name, and behind the Blythe name was Rockefeller. There's some suspicion that he was the product of two Rockefellers. There's a lot of inbreeding goes on.
Right.
In the Rothschilds, we have that character's name, Jacob Rothschild, who married his daughter's brother, his brother's daughter, Betty, and she stained their appearance for a long time. She was called Ugly Betty. But all these people are literally into the evil, the dark side of the force.
Yeah, well, I just want to make it clear. There's good and bad, and there's also neutral, too, where you could use negative magic to defend yourself against being attacked. You don't call up Lucifer, though. You just put up a shield of protection. But something else I wanted to mention. Hillary. What is Hillary connected with any of this? Now, I'm just wondering, I mean, if you're talking biologically, I mean, she's Hillary Rodham. I mean, what else does anybody know except her and a brother? I mean, what you know?
She was running for the Senate in New York, she announced to the New Yorkers, how pleased she was with the advice and counsel that she got from her grandmother, Grandma Rosenberg.
Her grandmother, what's her name?
Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
Uh-huh. Now, when so she was running for the Senate in New York...
Well, where's the Rodham, though? That's a very WASPy name. So where's the Rodham come in?
Well, I don't have the details on
that. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you think she was just saying that because she's trying to get votes? I'm half Jew, so vote for me, because a lot of people thought that was BS. Or is that actually, you did some research, actually, that that's true? You know, because she lies. She tells some things the truth. Sometimes she lies. She's just full of hot air, you know.
They all lie.
Yeah. Well,
when you look in the book of Revelations, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 is where it talks about those who say they are Jews and are not, they are of the synagogue of Satan, and they do lie.
Okay,
built on lies.
Okay, so that stuff that she says with her grandmother, what's his name, Rosenberg, I forgot what the first name is, she said, that's actually true. She's not just saying that to get elected, in other words, in New York City. Because, you know, New York is very Jewish Zionist controlled, you know, special ed, the school system, and everything else. It's not all over the country, though. There's not as many Jews up in New England like in other parts of the Midwest like there is in New York City. So that's why I'm wondering, is she just doing that to help her, you know, get in office? And she might have rigged it anyway when she got in, like Bush did, or is that actually true?
Well, I think it's true, and I think it was a moment of honesty. And if it hadn't been, why would they let it slide so easily?
Why would they let it slide? Something, I got some noise there. Repeat that again.
And if it hadn't been true, why would they have let it slide so easily? See, they are interested in getting their own into positions of power and authority.
Uh-huh.
It's just as we covered in last week in the Protocols of Zion.
Right. I heard you doing that. It was really good and in-depth. Right. And when you mean their own, they're not talking about some WASP or German guy because he just belongs to the Masonic Lodge and moved himself up to 33rd degree or something like that, and that's their own. But you mean biologically, in some way, it could be very small. It could be just a cousin, but biologically, their own. You know, because some people say their own, they mean the ones who just belong to these secret societies. But when you say that, you mean racially too. Religiously,
yeah,
or Jewish, or Khazar way. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. But let's take our President Bush.
Okay.
His daddy, both of his parents were related to the Queen of England.
Mm.
Both mom and dad. See, this is all one, tightly interconnected.
All right, now you're talking about Prescott. I just want to clarify for the audience.
Yes, Prescott.
You're talking about
Bush.
Prescott Bush and Prescott Bush's wife are related to the Queen, or are you talking about George H. Bush?
No, you have it exactly right.
Okay, Prescott and his wife. Okay, I just want to clarify for the audience. Go ahead.
Both of them are related to the Queen of England.
Okay.
So this is all blue bloods. So these are people of power operating from high places with a great deal of funds to work with.
Okay, and the Queen of England, you told me something once off air. You said that Princess Diana is the original British royalty, the real British royalty, and they don't interbreed. And you said that... But the Queen of England and Charles, they're really Rothschild that, like, took over, got into, you know, England. And
sure, when the Illuminati was discovered in 1785 and was chased from the country by the Elector of Bavaria.
Right.
Adam Weishaupt went to see the Duke of Saxe-Gotha, and that's where he hid. At least for a while, and from there he was able to disseminate their philosophy from or something.
You got a break. Yeah.
We got a break coming up. We'll hold you over a minute, Harry. We'll talk later.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to Henry from Connecticut.
Yes.
And we've asked, he's asked a question about the real name of the House of Windsor. And it was Weishaupt who, when he was driven from the country, ran to the Duke of Saxe-Gotha. An irreverent Satanist, in fact, to hide for a while. And as his reward, he became the king of his family, became the royal family in England, and they changed their name to Windsor. Their real name is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And we see that Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has a most unusual last name. It's Sonderberg, Glucksberg, Holstein, and one other name that evades me at the moment. Henry, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on? I've got three calls stacked up here behind you.
One other thing I'm trying to think. Is the Thule Society still around? And And also, there's a guy named Carl Willie Gutt, who supposedly helped Himmler with the runes. You know, if you don't know anything about that, just move on. But is the Thule Society still around?
We don't hear much of it, but we really don't hear much of any of these secret societies that are behind the strings, scenes pulling the strings.
Okay. I just want to say, I'll say this, and I'm going to hang up right now. I do agree with you about Eisenhower. You said he was a communist. By the way, he wasn't Jewish, was he? Because I got told that he was German.
Well, in his yearbook at the West Point, it's put down there below his picture that he was a Swedish Jew. But I don't think he was a real Jew from the tribe of Judah. I think he's one of those false ones from the tribe of Khazar. Thanks for your call, Henry. We appreciate your input.
But I agree with that. I think he was a communist.
Okay. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, sir. Morris, jump right into it, would you please, sir?
Well, I was just thinking that no man has a choice but to choose. And when this country of ours takes away our vote, that on their level, that takes away our choice. But I'm like Joshua. I'm going to choose this day to serve Yahweh.
Amen.
And, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson once said the most dangerous thing is illusion. And I was listening to one of your earlier callers talking about, you know, we don't something to the effect of we don't have our freedoms, or he didn't feel he had his freedom. But I have my freedom, and thanks to people like John Stattmiller that has RBN Live, for those people that can handle the truth, I'm not going to fall away from it. I'm going to keep my faith, and I just kind of feel pretty much it's the faith, and there's just two choices. What do you think about that?
What's the two choices?
Yeah, just either Yahweh or the dark side.
That's not much of a choice, is it?
It's one or the other. I don't see good and bad on each side, or, you know, the truth does not change. It's according to our ability to stomach it. And that's really kind of how I feel. There's a lot of choices that people can make. I was reading this one book, and he's pretty close to some things that I've always known. It's by Steve Wahlberg. It's End Time Delusions. And, you know, it's really, we really just have, one choice, and that's to serve our Creator, and or not to serve, you know.
Well, anybody that makes the last one, stupid.
Yeah, but hey, I really appreciate your insight, and really enjoyed listening to your show. And you know, I know we got Vicky Karp and some people down here that's been working on this voting scam that they've got going on, but one thing about it in this area, we're getting more and more people every day on the right side, and I just wanted to tell you I really appreciated your work. I've been working fighting these toll roads. I've been going to Campo meetings and everything else, but I just had to give you a call and let you know that when I saw the spirit of your show and felt your spirit, that I wanted to call in and thank you for doing this excellent job. This is one of the greatest shows I've heard in a long time, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate your encouragement, sir.
All right. Well, have a great day.
God bless you. Hang in there.
Okay.
Our next caller is Paul. Fine, Paul. What do you have to say? Jump right into the heart of it. Do we have Paul? Oh, John, okay. That's fine. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
All right, here I am. excuse me. The King of Spain, I understand, is one of the few that is supposedly like the, how do you describe it? They're not only one of the upper kings, but they're the King of Jerusalem. And you have a couple of, that actually the King of England isn't a king of Jerusalem. They're related somehow, but they're not really the true king. And as you're seeing, like, the Spanish taking over our road system, there's a couple of dots that are connected to where, such as we purchased Louisiana Purchase from France, but that was actually given from Spain, and there was, like, a clause in the writings that as it was given, there might be like a backdoor contract. They can have it back somehow. I hear the music coming. Didn't know if he had kind of a...
Hold on, John. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Program. This is your host, Jack Otto. And we're talking to John, who's trying to lay out a point here. John, would you continue, please?
Well, the Antichrist is supposed to be somebody that is the head of all the kingships, which one is of Jerusalem. And so anyhow, there's a satanic order or whatever of the Antichrist. And as he has different helpers or different organizations that are all in tide that try to generate this to bring it about, some of the keys, they have to be the king of, like, Jerusalem is one of them. And it's my understanding the kings of England right now are not the king of Jerusalem also. We have a couple of Germans that fit the mold of that, or Australians, or not Australians.
Austrian?
Yes, Austrian. And so I didn't know if you have that kind of backup information or not. Or
I can't tell you all the details of what all these people are doing, but I sure do enjoy bringing out the information that I do have. Because we need to understand more about what's going on here and how these people are working to set us up. You know, by the way, I wanted to ask you, John, how are you listening to us tonight? Is this on the internet or the shortwave?
I'll be honest with you, I called in to be on with Deanne Burley, and I must be early.
Oh, okay.
And I know you have a very good, interesting show, and I'll be honest with you, myself, I've been out of my body where I've had a 10-ton bulldozer hit on me, and I was able to speak from out of my body from above myself. And the gentleman that I spoke to was my coworker, and when I got out of the hospital, he shook my hand. He says, "Herb, get it off of me." And, you know, he told me exactly what I told him, and basically I had a 10-ton bulldozer that hit me from my neck to my toes with the roll cage, and it was only about maybe 5 inches wider than me. And why God let me live is you know, I should have popped like a grape, because it actually fell 10 feet before it hit me. And there's no question, God is God, but my question sometimes is, there's spirits out there such as Buddha that I felt were helpers of God. You know, we have the Holy Ghost, and you have powerful spirits that helped in humanity, and just because they weren't God doesn't mean they weren't helping us, but they are a servant of God. And if you're on an island and you didn't know of the Catholic religion, or you didn't know of Judaism or whatever, you can know God. The Hidden Book of Thomas talks about things like that. And I don't know, have you got a response to that at all?
Well, there's lots we don't know. And we do know that a whole lot of Christianity has been fouled with pagan religion. That indeed, Easter was never meant to be part of Christianity. Those were the fertility rites with the little bunnies and the eggs that came from paganism. And Christmas was the celebration of the winter solstice. So we see a lot of confusion with the mixture of these pagan religions into Christianity that was instituted primarily with by a guy named Constantine, one of the Roman emperors. But we're going to have to move along. John, thank you for your call. I appreciate your help.
Thank you very much.
Do we have Paul now? Okay, Paul has slipped off. I want to tell you about a most important quote from David Rockefeller himself. He wrote a book, and I imagine he did not write it himself. He's so filthy rich, he'd hire somebody to work for him to do that. But in this autobiography called Memoirs, there is an amazing quotation that you need to try to memorize so that you can quote it to other people. It goes like this. "For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." Now, he is proud that he has committed treason. Because when you work against the best interests of the United States, working for a different political agenda, a global political and economic structure, that's treason. More people need to wake up and smell the reality of what's going on here. It's not wake up and smell the flowers, it's wake up and smell the rosettes. Our freedom is at stake. And if we don't wake up and wake up others so that they understand what's happening, we're letting something very important slip right through our fingers. Every week, I want to be sure and ask you to remember that freedom isn't free. It was purchased at the price of toil and treasure and blood. And if you can, do what you can to help support the cause of freedom. Because you're not going to find it supported by your television, your newspapers, your big-name magazine. They're delivering propaganda to knock the flats off and underneath you and slip you into servitude. So I would ask you to support your public broadcasting at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. Send what you can, because your children and your grandchildren really need to keep this freedom. Now, I'm using my telephone right now, so I don't want you to call at this moment, please. But if you need to get a hold of me after the program, you can call me at area code 313-582-2481. Let me give you that number one more time. Area code 313-582-2481. Well, we got Paul back from New York. Sorry we lost you. Glad to hear from you, sir. Go ahead.
Here, let me turn my computer off real quick here, Jack.
Okay, he's going to turn off his computer in
Round Rock, Texas. What is
this code?
Is there? Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, I want to thank you for the prayer that you started with. Excellent. That is what needs to be done on all levels, but I'll leave that right there. Jack, I got your book years ago. You still there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
I got your book years ago, World War III. And the one thing that impressed me about it that really made a difference was that all these people involved in these machinations are pseudo-Jews, and they're going to disappear in the woodwork when everything comes down, and that this has nothing to do with Judaism. I'd like you to speak to that a little bit. Are going to just disappear in the woodwork. Go ahead.
Well, let's take a moment to define some terms here. Now, when you look in the Old Testament, you see that there were 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were Benjamin and Judah, or Judah, as we pronounce now that we have a harder J sound in our language. Now, if anybody is entitled to use the diminutive term Jew, it would be the people from the House of Judah, who lived in an area that was called Judea. And when we're talking about the people who were involved in this conspiracy to rule the whole world, we're not talking about those people.
There you go.
They have absolutely nothing to do with this great conspiracy to rule the whole world.
And Jack, I think we're getting caught up in this Jewish thing that we're trying to blame. I think we need to focus on that these people are not Jews, and they're going to disappear into the woodwork when all is said and done. Go ahead.
Well, to get to the point of who they really are, I think we have to go back in history to 500 AD when the Khazar warriors were driven out of northern Turkey. It was a rout because everybody was against them. They were evil people. They were brigands, robbers, thieves. And those who fled to the west after they came out of northern Turkey, went into Romania, Hungary, and areas in that part of East...
Beyond the Pale.
I beg your pardon?
Beyond the Pale.
Yeah, those who came into that area became the Gypsies.
Right.
And those who went with the monarch up into the steppes of Russia, later in 741 A.D., pretended to embrace Judaism. They did not really, truly make the conversion. This was not a heartfelt conversion. They were not prompted by the unction of the Holy Spirit. What we're talking about is people who made a political expediency because they knew that there was some pressure to take sides in the growing contention around them. Coming down from the north was Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and coming up from the south was Islam. And they knew if they embraced one of those two, it would offend the other. And by pretending to embrace Judaism, they were able to circumvent that problem. And in
Jack, we got a lot of new people tuning into this movement, and it would be very easy for a lot of them. I think they want us to focus on the Jews, you know, and the powers that be, them. That they're putting this up as a false flag sort of situation, and the thing I got from your book was that they're not Jews at all. They're pseudo-Jews, and they're using the Jewish religion as a cover, and they're going to fade in the background. They're going to change their names, you said. They're going to change their names as soon as the heat comes down. Go ahead.
Yes, they will change their names to Goyim or non-Jewish sounding names so that they can literally lead the attack against the real Jews.
Yeah.
Well, we saw that already happened during World War II. In charge of each one of the prison camps was what was called a Judenrat, or Judenrat. And it was one of these false Jews from the Khazar tribes that was working diligently to suppress the real Jews. See, the numbers of the Holocaust may not be accurate.
Who knows? Right.
Well, we have guys like Simhat Pasdan who chronicled the history there and said that before World War II, just at the beginning, the population of people claiming to be Jews was 3.5 million. Well, if there's only 3.5 million at the beginning of the war, there couldn't be 6 million killed.
Jack?
It's not physically possible.
Jack, I got a suspicion they're going to, and I got this originally from your book 4 years ago when I first read it, World War III, that they're going to use this Jewish thing to paint us all as anti-Semitic, whatever, and... you got to be very careful here that when we say Jewish conspiracy, we're going to be labeled, they're going to use that as a handle, and your book was the first thing I got that they're using the Jews as a scapegoat again.
Yes, that's exactly what's being done. It's setting up. And we should not paint with a broad brush, because not all of these Khazar warriors that became Ashkenazi Jews are evil. Many of them have taken our side in this issue and coming out and spoken out against it, oftentimes at their own personal peril. Let me mention a couple of those guys. Patriotic Ashkenazim. Guys like Rabbi Antelman, Jack Bernstein, Rabbi Dr. Elmer Berger, Rabbi J. Bronfman Kadmikon, Myron Fagan, who did so much to expose communism in Hollywood, Dr. Seth Harbor, Charles Fishbein, Ben Friedman, who was the owner of Woodbury Soap and spent his entire fortune trying to enlighten us as to the peril that was against it. And Ben Friedman was the bagman for Henry Morgenthau, Morgenthau Sr., who was the Secretary of Treasury under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld.
I know that. I saw that in your book.
So there are more of these gentlemen who took our side, like David Hogan and David Irving, who just got out of prison. We got a break coming up here. You want to hold over, Paul?
Sure, Jack.
All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're talking to Paul from New York, who has asked about the differences between the two types of Jews, the real Jews from the Hebrew tribes, from the house of the tribe of Judah, or more properly pronounced Judah, and contrasting them with the Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 AD. And in noting the differences between the Hebraic Jews and the Ashkenazim, or false Jews, we find that there are several of them. First of all, let's talk about the object of worship. The real Hebrew children all worshiped Yahweh, the Creator. Whereas these Kewahtan warriors, once they started studying about Judaism, came across a character with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light that fell from grace and became Satan, the adversary. And they formed a secret inner circle within Judaism dedicated to Satan. Hence, in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, it refers to them as the synagogue of Satan. They are of different race. The Hebrews are of the Caucasian race, whereas these Khazars come from the Mongoloid race. They are Turkofin. They follow different lineage. The real Jews, tribe of Judah, follows paternity. It's from father to oldest son. Whereas to be a Khazar type of Jew, it follows maternity. If your mother was a real Jew, then you're one of them kind of real Jews. They speak different languages. Hebrew children speak Hebrew, whereas the Khazar warriors speak Yiddish. Now, they like to tell us that Yiddish is a mixture of Hebrew and German, but it's really a mixture of the Khazar language with German. Very few real Hebrew words are mixed in there. They have a different homeland. The Hebrew children come from the Middle East, whereas the Khazars are from Turkey. They have a different nature. The Hebrew children are agricultural and nomadic people, whereas the Khazars were warriors. And they have a different religious text. The Hebrew children, the tribe of Judah, reveres the Torah, whereas the Khazar are into the Talmud. And if you ever read in that Talmud, it will make you sick. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Jack?
Yes, sir.
Like I told you, your book really opened my eyes in a lot of ways that this is not a question of Jewishness or anything else. They're going to all change their names when the shit hits the fan.
Got to be careful how you talk on the air.
Right. I love John Stittmiller, whatever. Listen. We're focusing too much on the Jews, and they're going to use that against us. They're going to use that to shut us down. They're going to use that with the hate crime laws. It has nothing to do with Jews. We're talking about Satanism.
Sure.
We're talking about Masonry. We're talking about anti-Christian.
I'm afraid we're finished for today. That's the end of the program.
Jack.
You got the last word, Paul. God bless you, folks, and good night. You can give me a call, area code 313-582-2481. We'll see you 1 week from tonight.